Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. We're going to be talking about Farm Stew. It's a international nonprofit aid organization that helps people help themselves. And to explain that will be the founder, Joy Kaufman. Welcome back to Strong Tower Radio, Joy.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's wonderful to be here with you and with your listening audience who are so faithful and helping to support this ministry that's helping families move from extreme poverty into the abundant life that Jesus offers.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about many things, but you've also brought along another person. Will you introduce our guest?
I am thrilled to introduce our guest, now a Michigan resident, Dawn Spoon, but formerly in the Philippines as our country coordinator in partnership with POMIS. So we're thrilled that she's here and that she was willing to come on the air and share some of the amazing stories and miracles that she personally witnessed firsthand while working with Farm Stew in the Philippines.
Well, welcome, Dawn.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Joy, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
I'd be happy to. Heavenly Father, you are a good, good Father, and you love your children. We're so blessed and honored to be your children. And you also love all the children around the world. And Father, we just thank you that your heart is for us and that you want us to have an abundant life. And sadly, there is an enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And you want us to work against those forces and help other people discover you and discover the abundant life that you want us to have. So we just pray that during this time together, we can unpack the principles that we're using around the world and that the listeners can apply those principles in their own life, but also feel compelled to act in ways that will help others in much less fortunate situations. We pray in your holy and powerful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, Joy, Strong Tower Radio is often adds new stations between visits that you have with us. So we need to introduce our new listeners to Farm Stew. Tell us about what is Farm Stew.
So Farm Stew is, as you said, a nonprofit organization. We are working around the world helping families that are dealing with extreme poverty. So that means they probably don't have access to clean water. Their kids may not even be able to go to school. They may be experiencing extreme hunger and malnutrition and even diseases that we don't contend with here, like cholera you'll be hearing about in a little bit. And so we're helping them help themselves to be able to have the principles and the skills to be able to grow their own food, you know, clean up their compound, prevent diseases, and improve their economic situation, and then most importantly, be able to do all of that based on the Word of God and biblical principles so that they then have confidence in the Word of God and can be ready to say yes when people ask, do you want to follow Jesus?
Amen. What a powerful thing, and we could go into a lot of depth, but talk about the practical gospel of Farm Stew.
So we call Farm Stew a practical gospel because we have seen, and this is not a phrase I came up with, church leaders in Africa came up with the phrase, where Farm Stew goes, the church grows. And that's because we are addressing practical felt needs by people and sharing it with a biblical worldview and trying to motivate behavior change in people's lives using the Bible as the why. For why to make those changes. For example, in Leviticus, it talks about washing your hands with running water. And that's easy for us. We have running water. We have taps we can turn on. But many places, they don't have running water. So we can create a little thing we call a tippy tap. And it's just using a jug that's tied up with some sticks that has a stick for a foot pedal. And people can step on the foot pedal, have the jug tip over, water pour out, and suddenly they get the benefits of running water, which really dramatically reduces disease. And they did that because the Word of God told them to do that. And so suddenly diseases are lessened. And there's a whole lot of implications to that that are spiritual that actually Dawn can probably share about more effectively than me about what does that mean when from the Bible, they start seeing a real impact in reducing disease and how that impacts people spiritually.
I think it's so, when you change people's lives, I mean, this is not an incremental change. It is a vast positive step up to the people that you're working with. They are so appreciative. You introduce them to a whole new life that they never could reach before.
Absolutely. Yes. And really, you know, we have such an amazingly wonderful message about nutrition. And I'm actually, my training is in public health nutrition. And we know such wonderful things about whole food, plant-based diet, how that reduces chronic diseases and prevents other diseases. But if people don't have the food or they don't have the knowledge, they can't implement those wonderful principles. And Farm Stew says, okay, we're not just going to tell you what to eat. We're going to show you how to grow what you need in order to be able to have that diet and have that abundant life for almost no money whatsoever. It's just hard work and effort. And in many countries that we're working in where the poorest of the poor live are tropical. So they can actually grow food year-round, unlike us here in the north. But
so it's easy to make a great transformation in lifestyle.
Exactly, exactly.
And the amazing thing is the leverage, the value that you, for such small amount of money, the great changes in health outcomes.
Yes, $37 a month can empower an entire family to move from extreme poverty into abundant life through Farm Stew.
Well, what's special about this particular program is we have Dawn here, and she is from the field. Joy, I'd like you to set up the discussion with Dawn about her background and to really say why she is so representative of Farm Stew in the field.
Oh, I'd love to tell the little backstory because we were actually really praying for someone who could help lead our work in the Philippines. And
Philippines is multiple islands spread over a huge area.
Yes, 7,000 islands or more than. And so we were praying because we knew we wanted to reach that area with the Farm Stew message. We'd done some work with AWR that was very positive, but we needed boots on the ground. And Dawn and Ray, her husband, they were just an absolute answer to prayer. Dawn being a nurse, Ray being a farmer, and the Lord just impressed them to come and serve with us. And they had lots of experience in Southeast Asia, in the Philippines. So exactly the right people at the right time. And that's been the miracle story of Farm Stew. People always ask me, what are the miracle stories? It's always the people that he sends us. And Ray and Dawn were no exception.
So they had 7 years of in-the-field missionary training in foreign countries. Let's go into it. Dawn, tell us a little bit about your story and transformation of families. What is an example when you think of describing Farm Stew to somebody for the first time? What's a good story you share?
Well, one of my favorite stories is about a village called Natampod, one of our Farm Stew villages. Natampod is comprised of three villages that lived farther into the jungle, hiking in 3 to 6 hours. And they had an outbreak of cholera in the villages.
And that can be death.
Within hours, you could die from cholera. And the witch doctors sacrificed their chickens, did their incantations. Nothing could stop this. And finally, the witch doctors and the chiefs decided that the only way to make the spirits happy would be to burn down their village and move away. So that's what they did. All three villages, they burned their villages, left everything behind, and moved to another area, which was closer to a new road that was going in. They said, if we get sick, then we can go to the hospital. And but they didn't change any of their practices. They had no toilets. When we became aware of Natampa, there was no toilets in the village. There was no running water, a little bit on one end. So everywhere you walked, you know, you had to be careful not to step in anything. Just in the time it took for us to put a house, a small house up, 4 months to build a house for a missionary to go there, three children died from preventable diarrhea. three small children died.
That must have hurt.
It broke my heart because we could have changed that. So over time, as the missionaries taught the Farm Stew message, we saw changes happening. Every week, they would learn a lesson and they would go out and put it in practice. And now today, actually when they taught the sanitation lessons about washing hands and building tippy taps.
And latrines.
And the dish racks. You know, they're right on the road and people from further in the jungle would come by and say, what are those things on their houses? What is that all about? And they would come and ask. And the villagers themselves told the visitors, they said, we have been following Farm Stew lessons and put up, these are for washing hands and keeping us clean. And since we have started washing our hands, we have not had any diarrhea in our village. They became the ambassadors then for others to accept the Farm Stew message.
And I'd love for you, Don, to elaborate about just the spiritual side of things, because when the kids were dying of cholera, there was not the understanding that they were dying of cholera. It was an assumption that
the evil spirits were causing them to be sick. They had no idea it was related to something that could be prevented.
And so then suddenly this hand washing idea, which Farm Stew says comes from the Bible, and then so suddenly the power of these evil spirits is eliminated.
There's
in their
no
mind.
Fear. Mm-hmm. The yeah. fear is taken away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where it's really the practical gospel, because suddenly now, and I don't want to put words in your mouth because you were there, I mean, people are much more open to the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our missionaries, after they had been in Natampod for several months, they called a week of prayer. All of the villagers came, and it was a very powerful experience because they were connecting to God. They had a prayer meeting. They had, you know, Bible stories. They had some of their own stories that now they could see in the light of the gospel that were powerful.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Any other stories that you'd like to share from your experience?
We have one story, same village. You know, in the villagers, especially the poor people, but even throughout the whole region, people live from debt to debt instead of paycheck to paycheck. They live from debt to debt.
Explain that.
What I mean by debt to debt means I have a little bit of money from sold my corn from the field. And now I see a radio that I want, so I go down and buy the radio and some toys for the kids and some candies. Now, oh no, I don't have enough to buy rice. So I go to my friend and say, you know, I don't have enough money to buy rice. Can I borrow some money from you? I'll pay you back when I get paid next. So they, you know, take their debt and go buy rice. So now in their next pay, they have to pay this debt back. But now I don't have enough money to buy rice again. So now I'll go to another friend and say, you know, I don't have any money to buy rice. Can I borrow some money to buy rice? So it's just a repeated cycle, debt to debt. They never have freedom from debt. So one of our Farm Stew lessons then is about money management. We take them through an exercise where it helps them identify needs versus wants. And we lay everything out on the mat in front of them. And, you know, there's some needs there, legitimate needs, and there's some legitimate wants. But we have them figure out what are the needs and wants. And invariably, everything's a need at first. Yeah, everything is a need. And then they don't have any money. So then they get to process then and separate and discuss what could be an actual need and what could be an actual want. And that conversation, that exercise alone, has changed how they view their spending.
So you're sharing a part of Farm Stew's recipe. It is a full lifestyle change. It's not just about the food.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, people get kind of stuck on the idea of farm and stew, and we kind of like that because a stew is a soup, you know, that people make with love, and they make it at home, and it's usually very nourishing and filling. But it's actually an 8-letter acronym. And so we have fruitful farming, positive attitude, refreshing rest, and nourishing meals. And that spells farm. And then stew starts with sanitation, what we're talking about with the hand washing and latrines and everything. Temperance, wise temperance, profitable enterprise, and clean water. So those are our 8 principles that we teach. And it's now in a 500-page manual that's being translated right now into 10 languages. It's being taught in 40 languages, though, because many of our trainers that we train in, say, English or Spanish or French, they speak also the local dialects, because we always have trainers that are local to the countries that they're serving in.
Absolutely. So, Joy, share with us what this story means. Dig in a little deeper with this story that Dawn just told.
Well, the story of debt to debt, sadly, is almost universal. I mean,
happens here.
Exactly. Like the credit card debt that people have. So honestly, the Farm Stew curriculum, you know, we always say, like, when you're preaching first to yourself. So I know trainers, and even myself personally, having to really think about needs and wants. And, you know, Sister White has some really clear words about, you know, if we're spending on just our wants while other people have real needs, that's a serious problem. And so it confronts me as well. But what's really exciting to me is we use one of the Bible verses we use in this 9-part Bible study about, it's called the Money Map, and it's from Crown Financial. They let us put it in our manual. It's a 9-part Bible study. But just to give you an example of one, in Proverbs 22, verse 7, the Bible says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." And, you know, nobody wants to necessarily be a servant to a moneylender.
Right.
And
always having somebody knocking and say, "Where's that payment on payday?"
Exactly. And, you know, they might be knocking at our doors here or recouping the car or something like that. But sadly, in much of the developing world, what happens is the child could become trafficked, or the mother becomes trafficked, or the father becomes a slave. And this is real slavery. This is not figurative. And it's happening all over the world. And, you know, that the issue of human trafficking and that kind of thing, a few years ago, I was on an airplane that was half filled with women that were being trafficked from an African country into the Middle East.
Didn't you want to scream?
Yes. And I pulled out my camera. I took some videos of it. I got in trouble from one person for doing that. But then for the next 6 months, all I could think about was those women. And I was so upset about it. And I was watching documentaries and doing research on the topic. And ultimately, what I really felt God said to me was, Joy, stay focused. Because what Farm Stew is doing is what we call primary prevention of the problems. We're reducing the vulnerability of the poor to human traffickers, to moneylenders, to this type of downward spiral.
So we're talking about hygiene factors. So if you have a healthy environment, then these evils of society do not prosper.
Yeah, and you know, like, you think about sicknesses. I mean, even in this country, health problems is the number one cause of bankruptcy. So the same is true in the developing world. If people are sick all the time, they don't have the capacity to go work hard in their field or to get a job. And so the poverty cycle just continues. So if you can improve their health, improve their mindset, which is our attitude lessons, improve their money, common sense, you know, that's not so common, and give them some business skills. And then we even put in encourage the communities to have a village savings and loan association. So they form that association. They start learning to save money together, start businesses together. They have they earn their own startup capital through savings. And that's happening all over the world. I could tell you many, many stories, powerful stories of groups of formerly very, very, very poor people who are now running their own businesses through the Farm Stew training.
Absolutely. Don, I'd like to ask you a question. What is unique about the needs and opportunities in Southeast Asia?
Let's talk about Southeast Asia in general first, then we'll go to the Philippines. In Southeast Asia, we have quite a few what we call closed countries, difficult for foreigners to access. And so the challenge there is, how do we reach them? How can we bring Farm Stew into those countries? So that is one challenge. And then specifically in the Philippines, as you mentioned earlier, Tom, the Philippines is made up of over 7,000 islands. And people don't live on all the islands, but many of them. And so access to the villages is a challenge by boat, by plane, by vehicle, by hiking. Many of our villages that we work with currently are only reachable on foot.
So it's going to be a slow process to integrate them into the Farm Stew concepts.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some ideas, though, that we've implemented. Really, because of the lessons we learned with the boots on the ground people that Don was supervising, we now have a woman, a Filipino woman, who is doing our virtual learning community. And so we have all of our 500-page curriculum is available online for free for anybody in the world. And we now have 10 people, including Joydy Lin in the Philippines, who is teaching the classes in both English and then also Tagalog, one of the local languages in the Philippines. So we can reach the global audience, those 7,000 islands, is we don't want to leave anyone out. And we have a show that they're broadcasting on Adventist World Radio in the Philippines, Manila. And so they're telling people about Farm Stew. So we are getting people signed up. And Jody Lynn has, I don't know how many islands her class is covering right now, but anyone anywhere in the world can go to farmstew.org/learn. And you can sign up for the class. Right now it's in 10 languages, and we're hoping to expand more.
And there's some really good stuff, including the deep dive. I will put that on a different future program, but I was excited to listen to many of those segments. Don, what are local leaders, how are they being equipped to continue long-term progress? It's not just you come, you go, and it reverts back to the same old practice.
Mm-hmm. Farm Stew has it. A 3-year process where the first year where we're very involved, weekly training visits, home visits, and mentoring. And we involved village trainers. We trained village workers as volunteers. And then as we go through the lessons and we certify villagers as a Farm Stew certified family or a Farm Stew certified village.
Is that something that people look forward to obtaining?
You should have seen the light come on in our villagers' eyes when we talked to them about certification, that they can graduate. And many of them have never graduated from school.
Anything.
So that was a really big status symbol for them to realize that they could graduate with something meaningful.
And how soon do those, once you train somebody, certify them, how soon do they start becoming teachers and instructors themselves?
Mm-hmm. So technically, you've gone through the lesson, you are qualified to teach somebody else. So if I've learned a sanitation about a tippy tap, I've learned how to make a tippy tap, and I've learned about the importance of washing my hands, I can take that message and I can teach it right away.
One, it's just like you were talking about Nantampud, how just the villagers that were passing through because their new village was on the road, they were learning and they were bringing that message into other villages. And I was in Panama recently, and the same thing was happening. We had training going on from our official trainers, and we had official villages that we were targeting. But I met people that were walking 2 and 3 hours weekly to attend the Farm Stew training that came to meet me. They heard I was coming, but they testified they were coming week after week. So they were bringing it to their own village. And, you know, we collect a lot of data and a lot of, you know, evaluation and make sure that we're good stewards of the resources that are given to us. there is data we're never going to be able to collect, like those extra villages that we don't even count. But I have a feeling there's going to be a Farm Stew party room in heaven, and we'll get to share stories.
So, Dawn, what can listeners do to support or pray specifically for Southeast Asia?
Mm-hmm. For prayer, our burden of our heart is how can we equip more people to be going into those villages?
Do more. Mm-hmm. A whole lot more.
to do a whole
because,
lot more.
Because you're just scratching the surface. It's just mm-hmm. everywhere you turn.
There's a need.
In every single direction mm-hmm. with 7,000 islands.
Right. And it feels very big. Very big. In other ways, though, that a difference can be made right away is it's easy to sponsor a family to learn the whole Farm Stew message for only $37 a month. You know, that's like going out to eat once a month. So it's a very small amount. And the difference one family trained can make is enormous, because that one family properly trained can train their village, can take it to the next village. It becomes like a snowball, gets bigger and bigger, just with changing one family's life. And then for sponsoring a village, $17,760 will train an entire village.
What is the size of a typical village?
It varies so much. We have small little villages of 10 families, and we have huge villages in our area.
How many people are in the family?
The rationale we came up with that number is it's 40 households times the $37 a month, times 12 months, which is 444. So it's 40 times 444 comes up with the 1776. And we assume in a family, there's on average about 6 people per family. So, I mean, you're impacting a lot of
Could
people,
be
like
240 people.
Exactly. So,
well, I mean, what about that feeling about the donor who literally a whole village that you can say, I made a difference in a village in the Philippines?
Well, and you know, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And he says in Luke chapter 4, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. And so there's not much more Christ-like thing you can do is being good news to the poor. And Farm Stew is good news to the poor. And I loved it when we had the 444 to sponsor a family. And then when I typed in 40 households, because that's our average size, and it came out 17,760, I thought, that's so cool, because that's our year of freedom as Americans, you
right,
know, and we're
right.
celebrating the 250th year. And, you know, that represents freedom. And God wants us to be free, to worship, free to have an abundant life. And that's what someone can provide for a village.
So, Joy, tell our listeners what they can do to sponsor a family or sponsor a village.
Yeah. So it's just online. You can go to farmstew.org, and you can just go right online and /village, or you can just find it on the Get Involved part of our page. And there's also a give button, nice big purple give button. So you can sponsor a village there, or you can go to the village page and check out a country. We will work with you and provide reports regularly for you, and you will be part of that village and part of the transformation. So we're really excited about that.
Well, Joy, that's what a pleasure. This is the first of a 2 or 3 part series. So listeners, stay tuned and learn more about Farm Stew. For Strong Tower Radio Feature, I'm your host, Tom Mazur. Bye now.